In this bulletin, hospital admissions up in New South Wales with 2,501 new COVID-19 cases. Lockdown in Tennant Creek extended for 48 hours. And Melbourne up against Carlton in the opening round of the AFL pre-season competition. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. New South Wales Premier Dominic Perrottet says people should wear face masks indoors when they can't socially distance, but he's not mandating their use. New South Wales Health says people should wear masks in all indoor public settings. The state has recorded 2,501 new cases. There are 261 people in hospital with coronavirus, which has increased by 55 people in 2 days. Mr. Perrottet says it's up to people to exercise personal responsibility.
We will always tailor our response to the circumstances that are in front of us. When it comes to face masks, we recommend face masks in areas where you can't socially distance. It is the time of personal responsibility.
Queensland has detected 59 new COVID-19 infections. Chief Health Officer Dr. John Gerrard says most of the new cases are the Omicron variant.
Omicron is clearly becoming dominant in Queensland. We've had 43 confirmed Omicron cases in Queensland so far, and of those tested yesterday, there were 13 Omicron cases and 8 Delta cases.
Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says Queenslanders should try to wear face masks as much as possible when indoors.
We strongly recommend that you wear your mask in an indoor setting. So we're not mandating it, but I will be wearing my mask when I go in and out of cafes or restaurants. And when you're sitting there, you can take your mask off. This is just an added precaution until we get to that 90% fully vaccinated.
A lockdown in the remote Northern Territory town of Tennant Creek is being extended for at least 48 hours. The Territory has detected 3 new cases. Acting Chief Minister Nicole Mannison says she's concerned about low vaccination rates in remote communities such as Alikurang, which is near Tennant Creek. She says the rate is less than 35%.
It is a very, very sad state there that we have not seen more people going forward and getting vaccinated, because they have had every opportunity to get vaccinated in Alikurang. So today my message to the people of Alikurang is please get vaccinated. We have rapid assessment teams that are going to be hitting the ground to test you, but it's also an opportunity to go get vaccinated. You need to do it now. COVID is here.
South Australia has recorded 105 new COVID-19 cases, and there are 5 people in hospital with coronavirus. A storm on the weekend in Sydney's northern beaches has killed a 68-year-old woman, torn buildings apart, uprooted trees, and taken out power to thousands of homes. The storm, which was described as a mini cyclone, caused destruction across suburbs from Mona Vale to Forestville. The State Emergency Service received almost 600 calls for help, and volunteers are helping the police and the New South Wales Fire and Rescue crews to clear the wreckage and secure homes without roofs. The New South Wales Police Superintendent Stuart Fisher says most of the jobs should be fixed in the next couple of days.
Currently, the SES have over 15 teams out in the field, along with support from RFS, New South Wales Fire and Rescue, Council and other local government authorities. We expect to have the majority of those jobs sorted today and tomorrow, although we are working closely with Ausgrid, who are working through restoring power to over 26,000 homes.
And in the AFL, this year's Premiers Melbourne will open the 2022 pre-season competition against Carlton at Melbourne's Docklands Stadium. The Demons will go up against the Blues in a night match on the 3rd of March. Well, now tomorrow's weather. Perth, sunny and 30. Adelaide, mostly sunny, 27 degrees. Similar conditions in Melbourne, 26. Hobart, cloudy and 20. Canberra, sunny and 29. Wollongong, partly cloudy, 27. Sydney, also partly cloudy, 29. Newcastle, much the same, 31. Partly cloudy in Brisbane, 32. Cairns, mostly sunny, 34. And Darwin, showers and a possible storm, and 33 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.